So we're at an inflection point in America. I'm going to go a little deep on you. I met one, two, three young couples, because there were a lot of graduation parties we went to. Four young couples that were getting married and moving in with their parents. Who the hell does that? I would never do that. I'd live in a friggin' tent. I love my family, but they don't love me enough. And I ain't going in their basement. I'm too old. And even when I was in my 20s, I wouldn't have done that. When my parents got married, were they 19 or 20? I can't remember, but they bought our first house on Noble Street in Groovy Side, Shady Side, for $7,000. It's a fact. $7,000. Everybody had a house. Everyone. Now no one does. Now I'm exaggerating to make a point. Thus my a point about the inflection point of real estate prices. This is shocking. And that's why I always call Dennis with Howard Hanna, because he's very intelligent, very young, has big ideas, and never, ever, ever glosses over the facts and always presents a way for you to get into a house. So I love him. But this inflection point is this. Home sales plunged about 14% in May, which is bad. This is usually when they sell the hell out of homes across the country. And the median price, drum roll please, for a home in America, $447,000. That is ignorant. It's just ignorant. There are folks to pay. Well, I got Dennis here. Dennis, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Marty. Always a pleasure to come on. Thank you.
I love him because he loves real estate. I love him because he's from an amazing family. I love him because he gives a damn and because of the best in the business, Dennis Sestra with Howard Hanna. $447,000.
You should be a part of my hype crew here.
Medium price of a home. I got to make, so that I have a little extra money for a car and a vacation, I got to make $220,000 plus, which takes about half of America out of the opportunity to buy homes. Back to my point, I'm constantly running into couples that say, I'm living in my mom's basement. We have a 5 million home shortage in the country. My man, rub your crystal ball. Tell me the truth, brother. How do we get out of this?
Well, we got to have a lot of building. We talk about that all the time, right? We got to have a lot of building, a lot of entitlement reform. But, you know, we are in a great pocket here in southwestern Pennsylvania. Our home average home sale is about $100,000, about $125,000 or less.
It is.
Than the national average.
It is.
It is still more affordable in western PA to buy a house than it is to rent.
Hold on. They got that distinction a week ago. Only like five cities where that's true, right?
We still have that. Now, you know, one thing you always ask me about is like, hey, where in Pittsburgh, greater Pittsburgh, can you find a house for a first time home buyer? And they're out there. You know, they're out there. I was in Forest Hills yesterday. I was at a great house that was just redone for $197,000. It's on the market.
Whoa.
I was out there, drove by a great listing we have in Churchill. $236,000, you know, relatively updated inside, three bedroom, two bathroom.
Oh,
they're out there. You might not find, you know, a house for $7,000 in Shadyside like your parents did, but homes are out there, especially from that starter level.
No,
you just
I love
have to
hearing
be ready
this,
to go.
I love hearing
as soon
this.
As they come on the market, you got to be ready to go.
Wow. And you have to hire the right person because you have to have someone. You can't just give up and say to hell that I can't afford this, right?
You need to be pre-approved ahead of time. Like you need to start that conversation on financing with your agent, with a loan officer, because there's a lot of creative programs out there, not just for first-time home buyers, but from first-time sellers too. I mean, advanced equity programs for some folks that are locked in at low interest rates, you know, they can use all that equity that they've built up over the last 5, 10, whatever years it is to make up that difference, put it in a down payment. You know, if their interest rate's going to be different than what they were, you know, 5 years ago, but their purchasing power, you know, might be relatively the same from all the equity they've accrued.
So my big conundrum with this is, what the hell do we do with the middle class? How do we get young people to buy into you can afford this? How do we make them convinced that they can have the American dream rather than giving up and saying, to hell with it, I'm going to live with mom and dad in their basement? What do you tell them, Dennis?
You know, it's interesting. When I graduated college, we were coming out of the recession, right?
Yep.
And like right around 2010, and nobody wanted to buy a house at that time. There were houses out there. Nobody wanted to buy them. We should have bought all of them because they probably more than like quadrupled in price. But you need to take your time and come up with a plan. It might not happen overnight. You graduate from college, you might not buy a house the next day, but you need to come up with a plan. You know, you can start working with an agent at that point. It might be a year, it might be 2 years. Heck, we work with people for 5+ years before they buy that house.
Whoa.
But just like anything in life, you got to have a strategy around.
No, that's true.
And you got to be willing to open up and broaden your horizons more than just one neighborhood.
You know, you can't just say this sucks. Let's live with mom. You can't. You can't, right?
100%. Yeah, 100%. You want to get out of your mom's house. You don't want to be living in your, you don't want to be living in your parents' house.
So a guy just sent me a note. He sold a house in what you're saying is true, Millvale, $242,000. So I love what you're saying today. So, yeah, the American dream is kind of out of reach for a lot of Americans. However, if you spend time at it and search hard enough, it's accessible, sir, right?
Yeah, and 15 years ago, we needed, walkability was a huge thing. Not that it isn't now today, but we are so much more connected, whether it's like rideshare programs, different things like that. You can buy a place in Millvale and be over in Lawrenceville in 5 minutes.
No, it's true.
You know?
It's true.
You don't have to be right there. You don't have to be right there. There actually is some inventory there in Lawrenceville, but you don't have to be right there. You can be in a different neighborhood and still have that connection back to that market that maybe, you rented in before, you rented a little apartment in, and now you want to buy your own house. You can do those kind of things. And we see more and more people doing that, having that pragmatic approach to home buying, which I think is really important for young people in today's day and age.
Dennis Sestra, Howard Hanna. Here's my thing, man. And I've talked to you about this a lot. A lot of people are just sitting on their butt. I ain't selling, because if I sell, I got to buy another house that's kind of the same, and then I got to finance it at 7%. There's no way in hell we're going to get interest rates down to 3%, which is what we have on our house, in the next year. It's just not happening. So if you want a house, you better start looking at these rates. Fair question, right?
100%. And interest rates where they are right now. I don't mean to say this in a negative way or like an obtuse way. We have, the economy is fairly solid right now, and interest rates are indicative of that. Like, they're at a healthy number. Would it be great if they went down in the fives? Yeah, that changes people's purchasing power as well. But like, right now, interest rates where they are right now, it's sort of indicative of a fairly strong economy.
It is.
And consumer confidence in the economy. You know, when you see those artificially low rates, there's something happening, whether it's the pandemic or whatever else. So there are ways around that, though. There are rate buy downs that you can do. There are some, really innovative financial products to be able to help get you, if that's what you want to do, to be able to lower your interest rate.
But my man, you got to give me this. It's unbelievable to me that the median price of a home in this country is now at $450,000. That's a sick number. Is it not, sir?
Yeah.
I mean, it's scary.
Yeah, I mean, you can look at it like, hey, that's high. Or you could look at it as home buying is a great investment.
And if you're in, bro.
And we're told,
people
that were bought and were told, hey, like, buy this house and it's going to appreciate, and they saw maybe 1%, 2% across the United States for a few years. Now their investment, that opportunity that they seized on is now paying off.
Find the right guy.
That want to move up,
find the right guy. Someone like Dennis, because I'm telling you right now, he does not give up, and they aim to please and they do it the right way. And it's a tough marketplace, but you got to be diligent and fight and not say to hell with it, I'm living with mom, because mom's going to get irritated, even though mom's wonderful.
Mom should charge you rent.
She should, especially me, man. I'm a rash Dennis. My man, thanks, brother. You're the best.
Thanks, Marty. Thanks for having me.
He gives us hope. There are homes out there. My man just sent me this note. Homes in Millvale in the 200s. And same thing what Dennis just said. It's there's opportunity, but you gotta look, and you gotta look hard. But he named two choices: Forest Hills, Churchill, very affordable. Don't give up, folks. Don't. Tough. The American dream, owning a house. Everybody wants that. And I use the example of my parents, because when my parents, my daughters are confounded by the fact that my parents got married so young. That was kind of the thing, man. You fell in love at 17. You got married at 19. My father went to the Navy. They came back. They started having kids, and the rest is the rest. and they bought their first house on Noble Street in Groovy Side for $7,000. That house right now on Noble Street in Groovy Side, where I grew up, is $500,000. I'm not exaggerating. It's not that nice. I'm not picking on it, but we lived in this neighborhood right beside the railroad tracks that are still there. And it's kind of dumpy, and it kind of still is. But it's convenient to Shadyside Hospital, and it's convenient to Walnut Street. And so what happened was my father hated the city. He hated the city because of crime issues. We had our house broken into several times. Sound familiar? Traffic issues, parking issues. My father got very active politically. It's why I'm so assertive sometimes in getting our street made one way so the fire trucks could fit down our street. But we're in a neighborhood of poor folks and mill workers. It's just the truth. And that neighborhood has now been transformed into yuppies that live in $600,000 homes that were $7,000. And my point is, and I ask Patrick to do this all the time because he's good at this, find me a house in Shadyside. I'm not trying to be a jerk. I can't afford to live in Shadyside. I'm not complaining. I have a hell of a life. Find me a house in Squirrel Hill. One of my closest friends, Jeff Cohen, lives in Squirrel Hill. He's like 450 grand and up. You can find some dumpy thing that needs completely gutted with no parking that's 350, but it's very hard to do. There are houses in Squirrel Hill that get on the market, and we look at this because I love Squirrel Hill, the restaurants and the multi-ethnicity of the area, that cost $700,000, and they're gone in 3 days. And there are homes in Groovy Side that are well over $1 million. It's crazy. And I'm not trying to be a jerk, but all I'm telling you is, and that's why I love Dennis, if you want to buy a house and you're getting married, you're going to have to be flexible. Millvale, Forest Hills. I'm not disrespecting them. I'm just saying it's a different kind of environment, man. Regent Square is really expensive. It's very nice, kind of yuppie-ish. But if you want to push out a little, you can get something cheaper. But I never believed I'd be telling people that the American dream, average medium price for a home is 450 grand in America. That's just unattainable. And it's part of the Great Divide. And I love Dennis, and he's very successful. And Hottie Hannah's one of my favorite people of all time. And we are blessed to be in a beautiful house in an insane neighborhood in Mount Lebanon. But the truth is that most Americans, middle class, cannot afford the house they want right now. They can't get close. Patrick Holmes in his neighborhoods, they're $500,000. When back in the day, they'd be 150, 175. It's just the truth. It's unattainable. But you can't give up. And you find someone good that you trust, and they'll find something for you. Might not be your dream home, but it might be the start of that dream. Don't quit, though. I've been kind of waiting all day, actually, since last night to do this, because when I first saw this, I laughed. I almost threw up in my own mouth. I dropped a couple F-bombs alone. And then I dragged my wife into this, and I dragged Patrick's wife into it, because she's a guru and a kind of a genius in the fashion industry. And so I find what's happening in America and our culture, and a lot of this is driven by social media, I admit that. One idiot does something stupid, and either they're famous or they're infamous over that idiotic thing. But what happened was this gorgeous actress, Sydney Sweeney, she cut this video for American Eagle Jeans. Do we have the clip? Do we have the clip? Yeah. This is an American Eagle Jeans commercial by this Sydney Sweeney. Gorgeous actress, by the way. Actually pretty good actress, too. Go ahead.
I'm not here to tell you to buy American Eagle Jeans. And I definitely won't say that they're the most comfortable jeans I've ever worn. Or that they make your butt look amazing. Why would I need to do that? But if you said that you want to buy the jeans, I'm not going to stop you. But just so we're clear, this is not me telling you to buy American Eagle jeans.
Sydney Sweeney has her jeans.
You see what I did there, right?
She's gorgeous. She looks sexy in the jeans. We've been doing these sexy lingerie jean spots for 60 years. Brooke Shields. Come on, man. Come on, man. Victoria's Secrets. Come on, man. What happened was America got woke, and so they decided that beautiful white women were irrelevant. This is just true. I'm just going to tell you the truth. And so they yanked them out of all their commercials, and they put in different people, which is cool. I'm cool with all of it, man. I really don't pay much attention to that stuff, but it became prevalent in America. Let's find the oddities in life and put them in our commercials for candy or cars or fashion. And so the pendulum in life swings, folks. It's called ebb and flow. So we're ebbing right now. We're ebbing back to like more, what would you say, a little right of center, a little more conservative, a little more let's put the sexy girl in the jean ads rather than the obese girl with rings through her nose. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful or hateful. I'm just telling you, this company's trying a new approach. By the way, Patrick knows fashion because his wife is a big shot. How is American Eagle doing? You usually know this stuff.
They're doing really well right now.
Are they?
Yeah. Because that's also why they're a target right now.
They've had ups and downs.
Yeah. Yeah. But they're doing really strong right now.
Okay. So play the ad one more time. This is Sydney Sweeney, and she's in these jeans, and she shows her boobs a little bit, but not a lot. And she's trying to be sexy, which she already is. Play it one more time, please, Aaron. Thank you.
I'm not here to tell you to buy American Eagle jeans. And I definitely won't say that they're the most comfortable jeans I've ever worn. Or that they make your butt look amazing. Why would I need to do that? But if you said that you want to buy the jeans, I'm not going to stop you. But just so we're clear, this is not me telling you to buy American Eagle jeans.
Sydney Sweeney.
She has it.
Very keen.
You see what I did there, right? I'm not here to tell you.
There you go. So that's that. Patrick, it's not anything that we haven't seen for 30 years at least.
No.
In car, food, swimwear.
Men's clothing, women's clothing. There's a spokesperson.
Like the guys, it's the Cologne guys with the ripped abs swimming towards an intersection in the water, if you know what I'm saying.
Exactly. Fast food places do this.
Right on.
Anything and everything under the sun.
Sexy, vulgar, whatever. It's just an ad.
A pretty girl selling jeans.
But the blowback
had
us, we were laughing hysterically. It made me angry because this is where we're at in America. Because now the woke folks are disgusted with this young lady. Listen to this. This is real. Listen.
Should we be surprised that a company whose name is literally American Eagle is making fascist propaganda like this? Probably not, but it's still really shocking. Like, a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, white woman is talking about her good genes. Like, that is Nazi propaganda.
Huh? That's not AI, man. You gotta play it again. This is real. This is some young lady who's got issues. Listen, this is real. This went viral 100x times. Listen.
Should we be surprised that a company whose name is literally American Eagle is making fascist propaganda like this? Probably not, but it's still really shocking. Like, a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, white woman is talking about her good genes.
Yeah.
Like, that is Nazi propaganda.
She needs Jesus, man. She needs adult counseling. She needs to be drug tested. Someone played dumb because I'm stupid. What did I miss? And I'm telling you, folks, I wouldn't even be using this if people didn't go berserk. Like, the woke are woke. They're saying that she's a Nazi. I can't understand how that young lady with the nose rings decided that this was Nazi propaganda. You know. By the way, this Sydney Sweeney is so hot right now. She's literally selling this bath water that she says she bathed in, which is kind of gnarly and gross, but it's must be Nazi propaganda bath water. Look, it's a free market. It's a democracy. You can say what you want. You can do what you want. But this is where we're at on social media, and this is where we're at in America as a culture. I have two teenage daughters, and one of them doesn't like Sydney Sweeney because they think she exploits her own body to make money. I don't care. It's kind of the way the world spins. And the other one likes her, thinks, yeah, she's kind of cute, and I like those jeans. But my daughters are both 4.0 students, and my sophomore at Pitt daughter is a 4.0 at Pitt. And my point is, they're not dummies. And I said, help me, girls. Help your daddy, because I'm an idiot. I never had a 3.0. How in the world is this Nazi propaganda? I don't get it. And I'm telling you, Patrick, you saw some of the social people piled on. They jumped on and agreed with the angry woman. They went off on this actress.
Oh, they completely went off. But
they hate her.
In the comments, people are going right back at them.
Yeah,
so it's a vicious circle where they're all going after each other.
But it's all one big lie, one big crock of crap.
Yeah, it's all made up nonsense garbage.
And this is what we've decided is a cause celeb in America today. What it will do is sell the crap out of these jeans. What I worry about is the young woman who said that she's a Nazi, this girl's a Nazi, because I worry about her life. I honestly do. She's young, look like early 20s, maybe not even that. She's angry as hell. Angry as hell. And decides that this is the fight she wants to fight. Not for aid to Gaza, where kids are starving. Not to fight crime in Pittsburgh or any other city. Nah, not to help kids who can't get through the second grade because they can't read already in the fifth grade and sixth grade and they flunk out and half their parents are dead. Nah, not the fentanyl crisis. No, not the zombie drug crisis. No, not homelessness. No, not mental illness. Play it one more time, please, Aaron. This is what she's concerned about. Genes and their impact.
Should we be surprised that a company whose name is literally American Eagle is making fascist propaganda like this? Probably not, but it's still really shocking. Like, a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, white woman is talking about her good genes. Like, that is Nazi propaganda.
Where's she in school, man? I want to drop out of that school. Someone taught her something wrong about what Nazism is and what propaganda is. And I guess she's trying to make the connection between blonde hairs and blue eyes, I guess. But I thought we crossed that bridge years ago that everybody who has blonde hair and blue eyes is not a Nazi. But what's happened in America is we have these little pockets of madness. And that woman who made that comment is now a social media star, whether she likes it or not, because people are threatening her now. It's scary. So I can't just leave you hanging on the insanity of our culture right now in the far left and how this young girl has lost her way. I'm going to tell you the connection they make. So what happens is there's kind of a double entendre here with Sydney Sweeney has great genes, and then on the billboards, they spell out G-E-N-E-S, okay? Great jeans, get it? Jeans, G-E-N-E-S. And then another spot, Sweeney says genes are passed down from the parents to offspring, often determining traits like color, hair color, personality, and even eye color. My genes are blue. And then the voice says, Cindy Sweeney has great genes. Get it? Get it? So what happens is then you get the wackos, the far left saying, say, her genetic makeup makes her a Nazi. Woo! And American Eagle bought in. And they're part of this Nazi movement. And so now there's this viral debate by the woke brigade. And it's now they're saying it's a long history in the fashion business of celebrating white privilege. Oh. And an unintentional mirroring of fascist ideas. My God, I must be shallow. I gotta tell you something though. I got to tell you something, though. If you're in a place in your life where you sit down and you see that ad with that gorgeous girl modeling change and you think, honey, get in here. This seer woman's a damn Nazi. If you're there, you need Jesus. If you somehow see these spots and think, yeah, that's fascist. Uh-huh, it sure is. No fashion, dear. No fascist. Oh, it's unbelievable. Sydney Sweeney's a long list of actresses who have put their bodies in a place that makes them famous. Pretty Woman come to mind. Marilyn Monroe come to mind. Farrah Fawcett, I could spend months on this. And now they're saying that the money for the jeans goes to help a crisis text line, which is kind of cool. Mental health support. How about this? Many have said this is completely tone deaf. That you don't realize that she's exploiting herself by showing her bosoms, kind of, and her buttocks, kind of, which exploits women, yet they're donating money to a crisis hotline, which suggests they're tone deaf. Because any woman that shows her bosoms and her booty is being abused. Woo! How you doing? I haven't heard any statements from American Eagle, but their stock got jiggled around a little bit, downgraded a little bit. I'll be interested to know. How about this professor? Whoa, whoa. This professor. This is why these colleges need to be cleaned up. Concluded, the American Eagle advertisement is contributing to and reinforcing this kind of anti-immigrant and anti-people of color, pro-eugenic political movement. Man, I want that teacher. I would flunk that class. So this guy probably has a PhD, and somehow in this commercial with this pretty woman modeling jeans, he decided that, wow, it gets better. This is a professor of narrative medicine. What the hell is that? Daddy, I want to be a narrative medicine major. It's imbued with eugenic messaging. Thought that from the start, sir. Patrick, you got to hear this. Which has seen the forced sterilization and decrease of reproduction among undesirable communities. Whoa. Damn, that's some powerful genes.
What would they say if this was Sofia Vergara?
Oh. Or Chick-fil-A. That Chick-fil-A, that word chick is a reference to women and it's demeaning. They got to change it. Yes, sir, we'll do that right away. I think we have found a new low point. Let's call that professor and ask him what he thinks. Oh, yeah. Racist. Yeah, sexist. Eugenics. Yeah. Sterilization. Anti-Nazi. Yeah. That's the whole thing in one barrel. Yeah, it's dangerous as hell. Don't buy them damn jeans.